Welcome to the Recovery First Services of Greenville podcast with Mike Todd. Tune in for messages of hope, healing, and transformation as we bring inspiring stories and recovery shares, all helping bring insight to the path of recovery. Now here's your host, Mike Todd.
Hey, Mike Todd, Recovery First podcast. These are recovery shares. So last week, I got all registered for my classes. So let me just give you an overview. I'm 58 years old. I'm working out at Greenville Tech with collegiate recovery. And one of the prerequisites they had was that you got to finish your degree. So I got to finish my degree. So I went over and, I'm trying to figure out how to get around the computer and, I'm definitely not a IT person, technical stuff. I mean, stress, trying to figure out what classes I can take, what can I get in, how do I do it, how do I do it with the computer. And the point I'm trying to make is just a lot of like stress and anxiety around this. And so I can only imagine, we go through these things where it's like, okay, God, why am I going through this? And that crossed my mind, like, oh man, God, why do I have to go back to college? And honestly, I think it's a great opportunity. I think anytime we're given opportunities in recovery, we should take them. And that's how I look at this. But, I was thinking to myself, God, why me? And then I thought to myself, you know what? It's probably good that I'm experiencing this. And let me explain why. Because at Collegiate Recovery, we work with students that are in recovery or thinking about being in recovery or maybe are allies that maybe have problems at home with substance use or whatever it may be. And on top of all that other stress, on top of, being in recovery, now they've made a commitment to go back to college. And I was just telling my wife that I'm, because I was still this morning trying to look at some stuff and like, when does my classes start? And how the heck do you figure all this stuff out? And, I know I can go back Monday morning and get some help. I get all that. But, I actually told her, I said, it's probably good that I'm experiencing this. And I had the opportunity here yesterday to have a wonderful meeting with two students that I think would be fantastic to participate in our program. One, he's taking EMT committed to that, but he's also committed to his recovery. And we were talking about the stresses that he's already experiencing because, it's not an easy class. And then also in that meeting was a young lady that's taking nursing. So, if you can imagine, what she's going to be going through taking nursing. And so the point I'm trying to make is, if you're in recovery or whatever the situation may be, we have a lot of support at Greenville Tech Collegiate Recovery and at Greenville Tech just in general. We have a disabilities department. We have, counseling. We have, of course, Greenville Tech Collegiate Recovery. And one thing that I was emphasizing to these students is that, we are here for you and we're going to advocate for you. And, if you run into whatever you run into, let us know. I mean, we have Miss Janice, she's a social worker, master's in social work. And then I love to sit down with students and maybe help them and map out a recovery process for them. Maybe look at what we need to be doing in the mornings, taking that period of silence, a period of prayer, maybe listening to some affirmations, getting some exercise in, trying to wake up early every day at the same time, and then trying to get a meeting in between. And so, you know, one of the things we're going to try to do is we're going to have try to have as many meetings during the day as we can. So if students need to duck in and catch that AA meeting or NA meeting or all recovery meeting or recovery Dharma, or I've even talked to somebody the other day about a smart recovery meeting, we're going to have all those things available right at their fingertips, on top of like drinks and snacks and pizza and food. A student I talked to yesterday, I think he's excited about the food. I mean, heck, we're all excited about the food, right? But just wanted to put that out there. If you're looking at possibly going back to school, no matter what your age is, what your situation, especially if you're in recovery, man, and you're thinking about going to school, we would love to hear from you. So just wanted to put that out there. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend and a great week ahead, because it's always a good time to be in recovery.